This just in, heat advisory. Keep all your beers in your Yeti for proper temperature control. This is the perfect pour.
Yay, welcome to the perfect pour. Craft beer show.
Yep.
I love gold.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta get to it right now because it's hot and we gotta get more beer in us. We do not have enough beer. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey, we're all here together again in the studio to talk about craft beer. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun because craft beer is fun. We're gonna drink a lot of beer. We're gonna talk about what we were drinking the past week. We're going to look ahead to some beers to look out for, some beer releases. Some listeners are going to call us, and other festivities that relate to having fun with your beer. We are in a hot studio. The temperature was 92 degrees earlier during our tailgating session. It has now gotten down to 90 Sweet. Degrees in the studio.
Cooling trend.
Don't think we don't suffer for you. We have to turn off the AC so it doesn't sound bad in the background.
There is no crosswind.
There is no breeze coming through.
Please, nobody create one right now.
Yeah. There are two labs in the studio.
Two panting labs.
They're not exactly cooling
Where's
things
that
down.
Breeze coming from? Oh, what's that smell?
So there you go. We're set. We're looking for more beer. We're during our tailgating session. Really quick, we had two quickies. A Uinta West Coast style IPA. It's got cool. It's got a Volkswagen
ish. You must ish. Say Volkswagen ish.
Volkswagen ish bands.
Resemblance of a
hanging out at the beach, having a beer. It's a nice. I don't know if it's a West Coast style exactly, but it's a nice interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone enjoyed that.
It's bitter and ink.
There's a lot of little things going on that label, too. They've included
little stuff.
Little stuff everywhere.
So
little Easter eggs.
Look out for that Uinta West Coast style IPA. We also had the first can. This was interesting because in my looking out fours last week, I put sharks with blazers. And it was literally en route to the studio while I was saying that. So that's how good the looking out for vibes are going, being sent out for the show.
It's like you know us.
Greg from SD Beer Talk sent us this Sharks with Blazers San Diego beer from 32 North and Homebrewing a collab. It was a saison, super saison, aggressively hoppy. I wasn't super. Getting the hoppy out of that. That was a good beer.
It wasn't maybe hoppy, but it was more bitter than a typical saison.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
ABV game, go.
All right, so the new beer that you heard earlier, I Love Gold, opened up. Another one from Greg from SD Beer Talk. Not Murky. This is a West Coast IPA from Pure Brewing.
Hallelujah.
Pure did a collab with Beechwood, which and they made one that's murky and not murky, and the one they made not murky is theirs alone. They don't want any Beechwood participation.
Which is their first non-hazy beer.
Ooh. Yes, finally, they realized.
So is that... Do you have this?
I do.
Okay.
We all
have it.
I wish Greg would have sent me a couple more of these cans.
This was also looking out for beers. And
definitely looking out for.
Hooked it up.
See, do you guys got percentages?
This is an SD.
Give me some numbers. Give me some numbers.
I don't know. There's something funny with this beer.
I think you're getting the Equinox.
The Equinox hop.
Little danky thing going on there. Almost like oniony.
Yeah.
But like bad onions.
All onions are good onions.
No, they are not. They are not.
6'5".
People overuse onions.
We got 6'5" over here.
I grilled up some onions in my barbecue on Tuesday. Drinking my stout and barbecuing.
Sauteed.
I don't like them chopped and mixed with stuff.
Chopped. No. Chived.
I don't need it.
Gotta get starting onion
farm. Breaded. Poached.
It's just like it's just a default thing that people put in shit. And it's
twice
just,
baked.
Just to try and make whatever the hell piece of shit thing they're making better. No. Yeah.
That's right.
I challenge you to make something good without onions.
Not possible.
Nope.
Yeah, it is. Very possible.
No.
Like, everything without onions is good.
You know what goes on a chili cheese dog? Onions.
No.
They didn't invent onion bagels
by accident.
That's
why a lot of times they don't order things.
What's
like
my
chili
favorite
cheese dog,
brand of chips?
Do you put onions in there?
Sour cream and onion.
No.
Welcome to the Onion Show.
I do like brown onion dip, though. It's damn good.
Wow. But it's a dip, so it doesn't count.
Yeah,
there's not
really
pieces of onion in it. If they put pieces of onion in it, no.
Oh, okay. You don't get the mix pack, then. You buy it already done.
Pickled onions.
What do you think? Officially, what do you think of this not murky?
I love it. I like no, it's a country song. I'm not going to repeat that. Mikey, give your dang ABV game.
Oh
guess.
Yeah, sorry. Dang. 6.8.
Ooh, you're both tight. You're both super close on that. But the closest without going over is the brother.
Yay!
I think I am the if somebody was telling this the whole way. I'm sure I'm in last place.
Great. One more thing to keep track of.
Actual ABV, 6.7%.
Ooh.
We had 0.5 and 0.8, so, Mike, you barely missed it.
Ooh.
Day late, dollar short.
I was going to say 6.7, too.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I don't know.
You were going to go third digit, 6.72?
The heat got to me, man.
There's a swell factor.
Yep, heat swell factor. I'm not playing my slice
this
right now.
This is a damn good beer. I'm going to keep saying that the whole night.
This is a damn good beer.
I think Uinto is better.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, no, he did not. Oh.
I'll drink both. I ain't piggy.
Whoa.
If there was two hot ladies at a party, I'd be like, you're both cool. This is cool. We're fine.
You must have $1 million.
I bet a guy two chicks at the same time.
But if I had $1 million, two chicks a guy like me.
I have a space reference. Alright guys, let's get into some beer culture.
Let's do it.
Culture. Culture.
There's a lot of culture.
There's a okay, before I don't want to forget this. There's a clam jam happening. We're just getting it in time. I keep forgetting to talk about it. Loyal hooked up a clam jam for Drake's. I'm gonna assume it's because of the show that Drake's is having this event.
You're welcome
I don't
for the
know.
Idea.
I don't know.
Ooh, copyright infringement.
Loyal would have
we
this.
Demand 12
it's
cases of
at
beer.
The Barrel House on Saturday. If you're listening to this, the day this drops on Friday, it's Saturday at the Barrel House. $20 gets you a pint of beer and your food. So it's probably good for clams. I don't know. I don't ever have clams. But yeah, it's actual clams. It's not the other kind of clam jam. Sorry. It's like
till later
food.
Till later.
Later. Who knows what's gonna happen later. So if you're around the Barrel House, I'm gonna assume it's in the East Bay somewhere. Or
the Drake's Barrel House?
Drake, is that what they mean, the Drake's Barrel House?
No, I have no idea.
The Drake's...
This is Drake's?
The Barrel House. Drake's.
This is Drake's putting it on.
The Barrel House. At the Barrel House.
The Barrel House. The Barrel House is behind the Walmart.
Because they have the...
next to the Quickie Lube.
They have the Drake's... What do they call it? The auto... Like the auto shop or something.
The dealership?
The dealership, yes. Thank you.
Where's that?
And then it's like in a shopping center. And they call it the dealership.
Whoa.
Probably was actually a dealership.
We need to go next time. in in that area. So, no, I just want to make sure we get that in.
Cool.
Clam Jam, Saturday, the Barrel House.
Happening.
Do it. Mike Cruz from Tioga Sequoia, he's state famous throughout the state now.
Yeah.
He's in a Chevron commercial. They've been doing this for a while. They're like...
The question is why?
That Doers mm-hmm. themed commercials. And they always have some... They pick some area of California and like... The Bay Area is Doers. The LA is Doers. Blah, blah, blah. Well, now, this month, Fresno gets their turn.
Doers do it.
And Mike Cruz is in there. He's like showing off a shirt or something. I was wondering if it was like a DTF shirt.
Yeah, did they blur it out?
Funny. He's all, oh, DTF.
Doers are DTF.
Doers are DTF.
Half dope.
Because Tioga has a DTF shirt,
yeah.
Which stands for Downtown Fresno.
Yeah, it does.
But it can also stand for other things.
Do the... We'll come up with something.
Macarena?
Yeah, that's an M. That's an M.
Sorry. I got distracted.
Down,
we need down enough word.
To fornicate. So I'm just...
Down to falafel.
I'm just throwing those things there out you go. There. Yeah. Down to falafel.
Down to falafel.
Hey, I'm always down to falafel. All right, you guys go. Matt, what's going on culture?
So American Homebrewer Association released a top 20 list.
Oh, yeah.
Is brews. This the list?
It's the list.
This thing has been...
The list that will never...
So...
Release its grip.
There's two breweries that tied for two categories, but number 10 on the list, I'll just do top 10. Number 10.
Now, what's this list? What is this list?
IPAs.
This is best IPA. Top I thought ranked, you were going when.
Okay. Well, sorry. Top ranked beers, I should
yes,
say.
Yes, there so, you go.
There we go. Number 10, Ballast Point Sculpin IPA. Tied for.
Boo!
Tied for 8th, 9th place. They just. For mm-hmm. some reason, they listed it that way. Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA and Sierra Nevada Celebration. Those tied.
Okay.
And then there is a tie for 6th and 7th place, which is Founders KBS. And then the Alchemist Heady Topper.
Weird.
Okay.
Yep. Number 5, Hop Slam from Bell's.
Mm. Good beer.
You guys don't seem to be excited by any of this so far.
We're waiting for the it's new one that we've never heard of before, so our minds will be blown.
4, Three Floyds Zombie Dust.
Yeah, good beer.
Number 3, Founders Breakfast Stout.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Above Stout. KBS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd see that.
Number 2, Russian River, Pliny the Elder.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
But wait,
how could it be number 2?
If it's number 2, then what's number 1?
Pliny the Elder.
No.
Piney.
Piney.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Oh, man. So, okay, now that's actually an upset.
I don't know about that, bro.
Bell's has trumped Piney.
I don't know about that, bro.
I think they're just bored this year.
They're like, yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Somebody's bored.
To all of our Los Angeles friends that are near Boyle Heights.
Wait. Before you leave that,
yeah.
that thing was everywhere. That everybody was telling me about this. Other non-beer geeks were like, "Do you hear? Pliny's not the number one beer anymore."
It's like your mailman.
Yeah, your mailman's like, "Bro, did you hear about Pliny not being number one?" Yeah, man, I heard about it. Yeah,
your garbage man's like, "Dude, can you believe this? Hearted.
Did you have a yard sale the next day selling all your empty Pliny bottles?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a shelf full of Pliny balls. They're worthless now.
Worthless.
Ah, only have one Bell's Two Hearted thing in here somewhere. Yeah,
somewhere. If we didn't recycle it.
Yeah, we probably recycled it, but I don't know.
Yeah, yard sale. All the empty boxes and empty bottles. Yeah,
I tore down all the cans off the rafters, so who knows? I might have lost it now. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I can get back to talking?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Sorry, it's the heat. It's getting to me.
It's the heat.
I think we need to do
makes
heads
everybody
up.
Everybody a little edgy.
Heads up, Pliny versus Bell's Two Hearted somehow.
Yeah, we just need to find fresh Bell's. That's usually the hardest part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's harder than Pliny. Although Pliny's been difficult lately. The Pliny King bells, speaking of bells, hasn't been coming through lately.
Wow.
So. I want to get some blind pig. I haven't met blind pig in a while. Not that I don't want to get Pliny, but...
I don't do number two.
Yeah.
Only in the morning.
Oh, I can talk again?
No. Mm-hmm.
For our friends down in the L.A. area, they have a new brewery just opened up in Boyle Heights. They are specializing in wild ales, but it is Dry River Brewing. So for our friends down in that area, please seek out this brewery and let us know how it is.
And when, once they realize they're not making any money off wild ales and they go to switch to IPAs, let us know.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Once they realize wild ales is a terrible business plan, let us know.
So what would I tell you if Smutty Nose and Whole Foods, I mean, this was going to be a looking out for, but it turned into beer news. So Smutty Nose and Whole Foods are doing a beer collab. They're doing a double IPA. The reason why it is news is because of the name.
Uh-oh.
Can you guys guess the name? It's a song pun.
Wait, what's the beer called again? What? Or wait, what's it describing?
It's a double IPA from Smutty Nose and Whole Foods.
Smutty Nose, Whole Foods.
It's a song title.
It's a song title, beer pung, pun.
The brother's particularly going to like this one.
Smutty Nose. And it's a punny name?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Whole lot of lupulin versus a whole lot of love.
Whole lot of lupulin.
Oh, okay. I was like, that doesn't rhyme with Rosie at all.
Led Zeppelin.
Gotcha.
So, looking forward to it. They said it's going to hit select Whole Foods stores. They didn't list ours. They didn't list ours, but I have seen our Whole Foods get specialty Whole Foods beers before.
That was when we had a different beer guy.
There was some San Francisco stuff that's not distributed here, but they made a special beer for Whole Foods, and it came. And then, let's see. Oh, Fieldwork has released that their San Mateo location's opening in June, and their Monterey's opening in July. So,
that's big, that San Mateo thing, because... Isn't that now they're like at their maximum for?
So they have Berkeley, Sacramento, Monterey, Napa, San Mateo. They could have six.
Oh, they can have six. Oh, I thought they can only have
five.
That's
why people are saying that they're still shopping for a final location.
Because there was legitimate rumors they were looking at Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. You can do it. You can do it. Come on, Fieldwork.
Do we want it? Do we really want feel?
Do you want to feel? Yeah.
Please, field work.
Yeah.
Well, and could you also build a studio in it as well for us?
Yes.
Just put that in there. Dropping it in there. Is that all your culture you got, man?
That's all I got.
Nick, what you got out there? What you doing out there, bruh?
Things. I was going to talk about the coastal trip, but maybe that'll save for Ben Cobb.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah, good idea. So, the only other thing I have is a Zach's Brewing Tap Room update.
There we go. That's what I was wanting.
Yeah?
Tap Room update.
Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
So, brace yourselves. Get ready for this. He now has the room part of Tap Room. I know.
He
officially has the keys now.
Yay!
The place has been cleared. It's a blank slate, ready to be turned into a brewery.
Nice.
He was at the brewery at Tioga today. He came by. He was checking out the building and poking around there today. So
nice.
He stopped in for a beer at Tioga.
Has there been any demolitioning yet?
Not
tearing anything out yet.
Not after I left him this morning at 10 o'clock. So, but I think he's itching to get things
starting
going.
To demo some stuff.
Yeah.
So he can officially do whatever you want outside of letting the public in. Can he brew beer in there now? If let's just
no, because he, well, I'm technically he can. He just couldn't sell it.
Right. That's well. Yeah. I knew he can't sell anything yet. But could he? I mean, but he. But I mean, I'm assuming you got to. He still got to put in drainage and.
Yeah. So it was an old auto shop. Well, mm-hmm. not. That's not what it was originally, but its last life before he got the keys this week. It was an auto body shop, so there's nothing in there brewing-wise. Mm-hmm. There's a room that he's going to turn into a cold room that was a paint booth. That'll be the cold room for all the kegs. There's a bathroom. And that's about it. I mean, it's got running water.
Can he get away with just renovating that one bathroom and or would he need to for code wise to have more than the one bathroom?
No, that one bathroom would only limit him to 50 people in the tap room. So
he's got to get a second one going then.
Yeah, so that 50 people would be a fifth of that brewery.
Yeah,
like it would be way small compared to how much square footage he actually has.
Right.
So it's not worth it. He needs to build new bathrooms. Cold storage and bring in all his brewing equipment. He's got a lot of equipment to go in there. Mm-hmm. Just needs to get down there.
So that's where he's at. Mm-hmm. Like ground level now.
Ground zero.
Ground zero.
So start the clock right
now. Start the clock. We'll see how long it takes. Mark this down. Mark this show number down. 205, episode 205, ground zero for Zach's Brewery. Yep. Not really ground zero, but as far as actually in a place, because they've been working a while to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep watching out.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to go visit and watch the progress. And
so maybe Zach can just go ahead and build us a studio in there while he's getting those bathrooms going and all that stuff.
I'll throw that in there.
Come on, man.
He won't even notice.
He's like, what is this? This quiet, soundproof room. Yeah.
Beer things.
Beer stuff. It's for beer. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's where you keep the giant games.
Cool. Well, looking forward to that. I have something else in these notes that I had no idea what I was talking about in my notes. So we're just going to go ahead and move on. We get emails. You can email us stuff. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. But before we do that, you gotta get to this beer before it sweats all its beerness out.
Ooh, the beer sweats.
Speaking of sweat, like a whore in church over here.
Wow.
I love gold.
That's hot.
Should be happy I'm wearing a black shirt, otherwise you'd see that it feels like I've been in a swimming pool.
Are you saying I'm
this
showing?
Was the other
No, you're the good other over there.
Pure okay. one called Not Clear. This
under
one
boobs under boobs.
I don't see. It doesn't say. I thought one of them was
this
a beechwood.
This one has beechwood.
Okay.
I said that wrong. Pure and beechwood.
I said that wrong. Then the one earlier was the collab with beechwood.
Well, where your index finger was.
Yeah.
There's only pure.
I switched them up, so I apologize, pure and beechwood and Greg. This one that we're having now is the all pure.
Purely wrong.
It's pure.
He's yelling at the radio right now.
Yeah, poor. Yes. Oh, Greg would too.
I'm going to get a text message. I think you guys just announced it wrong.
I assume no one's listening. And then Greg will say something. And I'm like, oh, people listen.
It's good, but I liked the other one. I would drink this had I known that the other one didn't exist.
See, I like the flavor on this one better.
Yeah,
I don't like the mouthfeel of the uncloudiness. Though.
You don't like cloudiness. You don't like foggy, murky stuff.
No. Oh, there we go. I'm back.
There's Nick.
I got microphone droop.
And it's never happened before, honey.
I swear,
this doesn't happen. I mean, first
Might
time.
Might have had one too many beers at the.
microphone started drooping. Just one too many beers. This is a good beer too. They're both very solid beers.
Pure.
Pure cannot go wrong here, man. They're crazy.
Cool can art.
Yep, it's got like wood. Looks like wood. Not
K-N-O-T.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm doing mid stuff, mid thing.
No, we're gonna let the dead air fly.
All right.
While you figure out what you're doing.
People are used to that.
When will the show get it together?
When? Looking out for the show to get it together. So emails, guys, we get emails too.
Yeah.
And some great stuff that happens in this email is Paul sends us things. So here's a new something else.
Is it from called
Paul?
Is it called
Can
Heat
it
Wave?
Can it beat out last week's? I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Paul. Back from Oregon. Back to about California. Probably should have stayed put.
Yeah.
Probably should have never even gone up to begin with because now I want to move back there more than ever. I don't know. It's just a personal preference for cooler weather, lots of good food, friendly people.
Rain.
Walkable, bikeable neighborhoods. You know, just I'm into that kind of thing. I know a lot of people.
Fred Armisen.
So whatever. But I tried upwards of 65 different beers.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to break any records here because I know that Fontana Jim and Evil Circle had like 90 plus beers in a day or two, I think. So
I think it was a weekend.
I tried enough to the point where I probably can't even remember half of it. Bend. I'm going to bring up Bend specifically because, Mikey, you said you're going to be going there later this summer, and you're going to be surprised by how low-key Boneyard is for all the press that they're getting right now.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't expect them to be so down home. So here's the great thing about Bend. We rolled into town, got out of the car, and did not get back into the car until we left, which means we were able to walk to every single brewery.
Oh.
We didn't go to every single brewery in town, but we hit an awful lot. We obviously didn't need to go to Deschutes or Ten Barrel. But interestingly, you know those municipal signs like you'll see in town that, like a blue sign that'll say library half a mile with an arrow or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's like, we were walking through this neighborhood and there's a fucking blue sign that says 10 Barrel Brewing half a mile with an arrow.
They
not
pay
not
for
to
that.
Mention there's like 20
Budweiser
other breweries in that same direction. But no, we'll just, it just goes to show you what the AB InBev money can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, to compare the scenes, I still think that California kicks ass for the hoppy beers. I think just hands down, we do that style better. In terms of diversity, maybe Oregon kicks ass. And in terms of just, you know, Portland and Bend both, just being able to walk from place to place. And, you know, San Diego, you pretty much have to drive everywhere you go. Well, with the exception of 30th, I take that back. And you know, a lot of San Diego people are probably going to scorn me for saying that. But San Diego's a lot bigger. And you do have to drive quite a bit to get from A to B. Anyway, since you guys seem to enjoy the musical voice
drums.
Message
Whoa.
Last week,
drooping again.
Excited up the game a little bit and bring the whole band in. So here goes. Keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys.
Wow.
That was
I'm just
awesome.
Kidding, that wasn't a band.
How you do that?
Hey, we have a local dude from Strangevine that can play drums, sing, and keyboards all at the same time.
There you go.
And that man is Nick Napolitan.
I'm in Strangevine. This is the best day ever.
Best day ever. Oh, thank you, Paul. I love that. Like, you notice how to, the playing guitar gives part of something for Paul's mind to do, like in the background. So when he's doing that, he's more relaxed. If he was trying to do that, I bet you if he was calling straight up voicemail, he would not be able to sound that relaxed. But since he's sitting there playing his guitar, like he was able to call and be all super cool.
So what you're saying is you want Paul guitar noodling BevMo parking lot report.
Yeah. He's out in the parking lot of BevMo playing guitar.
Playing guitar.
Talking BevMo.
Talking
he's
BevMo.
Out. Yeah, so.
Replacing
so guys,
a starter.
Just so whatever guys, the activity. I was out here. In the, BevMo
shower beer guitar.
Yes. Not the electric kind.
That'll fuck up your guitar.
Take the acoustic.
No.
In the shower. No. Nope. Recommendation.
Don't do that. It'll warp the shit out of it. You'll get all out of tune.
Maybe he's got a special shower guitar. We don't know. It's got its own little poncho.
Yep.
He's got two holes in the shower curtain.
Guitar poncho.
There's two holes in the shower curtain. The guitar's outside the shower.
Just don't hit the brown note.
Oh! Ooh. The brown sound from Van Halen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Paul. Keep up the good work on that, man. So, are we okay with beer? We need more beer?
More beer.
More beer.
More beer.
We'll get more beer. Don't you worry.
I'm sweating. I'm not going anywhere.
Will you call me tonight? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Thank you, Paul.
559-492-0542. Perfect Pour Hotline.
That's the number.
Call us with your anonymous tips, your recommendations, your reviews, and or concerns.
And or guitar. Put some guitar in the background.
Yeah.
And relax.
Yeah. If you call us next week and there's not guitar in the background.
We're canceling your voicemail. Yep.
You know, voicemail for you.
That's your challenge.
Before we get to voicemail, this is a Chew Your Beer donated beer.
Chew your beer.
I love gold.
No, chew your beer.
This is McKellar San Diego.
Yes.
Raspberry Blush. Mm-hmm. Berliner Style Weiss.
Gimme.
Beer brewed with raspberries and coffee.
Gimme. Wait a minute. I don't know about this.
Sounds like a razzmatazz.
This looks pink. This looks like a Valentine's Day mimosa.
That's not the part I have trouble with. Wait. All the things you said were
rasp.
Great. Until you said, and coffee.
All right.
It tastes like a raspberry blender.
Podcast Alan. We all have one now.
Did you notice the texture on the label?
What am I trying to say? It tastes like you ran this beer through a used coffee filter.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, there's like old coffee.
It's not bad.
In there.
It's not bad. It's actually not bad.
I like old coffee.
It's easy drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Give it that. It's not. It's just a little bit tart.
Not nearly
it's
tart
probably
enough.
Probably all of like 3%.
That's why it's so easy, man.
Mikey, care to guess? Since Matt's throwing it out there,
I'll say that's 4.6.
What was yours, brother?
3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doing math in my head. Well, without going over, it is the Bearded Brewer.
Hmm.
Flat 4.
Ah! Damn it! Terrible!
Volkswagen.
I should just give up.
Do it. Give up.
Your guesses are too damn high.
Woo. The sweat just is getting in my eyes. It's now...
I wish for less
the
coffee.
The temperature
and
hasn't
more tart.
Changed. It's still stuck at 90, a little above 90.
Is that a joke thermometer?
It's like 90.
What's going on
0.5.
here?
It has not dropped one.
Is
damn
that
bit.
Thermometer somehow maintaining the temperature? Yeah. Is that really a thermostat? And you just need to go set it down to 60.
That clock's broken.
Yeah.
I even took off. I'm nearsighted, and I took off my glasses, and I could still read the numbers on that thing. It's still saying, hey, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Episode 205, where Matt doesn't stop complaining about the heat. You can put that in the notes.
All right. Let's listen to some voicemails and try to cool
off. That'll cool me off.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim.
What's up, Fontana
and
Jim?
I'm driving.
Yay. Be safe, bro.
Just wanted to let you guys know I am going to be in the South Bay of San Jose this coming week. I may have called in once. I don't remember. I don't think I've called in twice. That would be against the rules and verboten.
You called in three times in one time.
Anyways, I hope the brothers are vacationing well. Mikey, I hope you're not getting in trouble with the little one. And by that, I mean the boss. And
yeah, a lot of bosses.
Just want to say to keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Fontana, I think he was trying to get that in to last week's, and last week's we recorded early, so that's
right.
Meant for last week.
Keeping you on your toes. Fontana Jim.
That
keeping
makes
you
on more your
toes. The Fontana Jim on social media.
The Fontana Jim.
This is the Fontana Jim.
Perfect poll. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. So I had a little impromptu get it out there in Libertine and Smoke with Matt and Nick.
Who?
Saw
and
on social media Matt's that I use at Libertine, and I happen to be in Slow at work, so made a little stop to and I met up those two. Have to say there are two good guys to hang out with and have a couple drinks with, so so cheers out to those guys. And a little tangent here. So we talked about Uber drivers. Do we like the chatty ones or the quiet ones? My take on it is the chatty ones, as long as they're a cute little Russian girl, okay. So not the 20-year-old little tweaker guy who doesn't want to say a word. Love to know how Francesca was, their little Uber driver back to Slow at their little beach house. So keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you guys later.
Oh, I like that beginning. I like that starting the drums in like later. That worked for me.
Boom, 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 boom.
So, how's Francesca? How'd that work out? Is that all right?
That
everything
was,
cool?
Was, yeah, things are good.
Yeah. It was like her music choice was like Drake and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, she just like slips Led Zeppelin in there, and we're like, we didn't say anything about this, but we like this.
Oh, she's trying to impress you guys.
Probably.
I think.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard these guys are into this.
Mm-hmm. No, hanging out with him was pretty cool. And we got to, it was fun. We walked from Libertine to Central Coast. It was about a half a mile hike.
That's a walk.
It was half a mile.
It was a walk, yes.
Yeah, and we hoofed it. And we could have taken a $5 Uber, but we weren't thinking that. Yeah, we'll just walk. It's a good idea. And halfway there, we're like, oh, so
terrible.
But the incline starts.
Luckily, it was like 73 degrees that day, so it was all right.
I made that mistake of walking, and we were at like basically at Fisherman's Wharf, and walked up to Bill Graham Civic.
Whoa!
And it was all uphill, and
both
uphill, not just like a little hill, all uphill.
Like the sidewalk almost had stairs.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were definitely times where there were stairs involved in getting there, and like it was just like it was like five of us, and like two people were like, "Yeah, let's walk it," and three people are like, "That's probably a bad idea," but the two other people were the loudest, so we just listened to them, and then halfway through, you're just like, "This was a terrible idea," but then there was a bar halfway through, halfway there, so then it rejuvenated us,
refuel,
and we made it. But yeah, always just spend the $5 and get a ride. It's always farther than you think it is.
I will say a quick wrap up on the whole Libertine thing. They have amazing pulled pork sliders, and they have amazing soft pretzels. They have tater tots, loaded tater tots. And they also have, I think it was elk sausage, and that was the most interesting thing I've ever eaten.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It sounds scary.
Don't worry.
It was sausage, so it looked like sausage.
If somebody wouldn't have told you, would you have been like, yeah?
It has a very distinct taste. So you would have probably said, what is up with this? And then they would have been like, oh, because it's elk. And you're like,
whoa, this went bad.
And you're like, well, okay, I can say I've had it now.
Yeah. Count me out. Voicemail.
Oh, this is Curly Summer, and this is
Tony Bags. Yeah, Tony Bags. We're LA Beer Week.
Yay!
All the haze, bro.
Haze it up,
no.
Loggers.
Cut this one off.
Yeah. Lager.
Hazy lagers?
Hazy lagers.
Good lord.
I mean, I'm a fan.
Teddy Bags and Kelly.
To be honest, I like the lager.
Yeah, good. No, the IPL's good. We're at Carl's Jokes, actually, in downtown LA, and drinking some of the this year's Hoppywood and Vine IPL, and also having Cardius Soda Fries.
Yeah. Oh, those
are good. I want that now.
It's good.
Just wanted to call and say, keep up the good work, and we love you guys.
Don't suck.
Don't suck.
Don't. Did she just tell us don't suck? Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. We'll try not to suck, Kelly.
I guess if we have to. I mean, since you said it and all.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I still have some of this murky.
Moiky. It's moiky.
It's murky. Final voicemail of the week. Ooh, I know. Some light, left. A light voicemail week again, guys.
What is going on? Are we losing our edge?
559-492-0542. I did actually check into the voicemail. Like, I'm thinking, like, man, 2 weeks in a row, there's light voicemail. What's going on? So I called the voicemail from my landline.
Oh, what is that?
And to make sure everything's cool. And one thing I did notice.
How do you walk around your house with the cord attached to the phone? I mean, really?
Yeah, you don't need to walk around. It's called a cordless phone.
No,
we have that technology.
What are you supposed to do?
The do not disturb was not on, so it was just ringing. It did this weird thing where you call it, and then the Google voicemail girl comes on, says, "State your name." I'm like, "What that? That never happened before."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "What the hell? Who the hell
Shut
are you?"
Your hole.
And all I just said was, "I just said like so, I said what or
Bob
something
Sharp.
Like that," and it let me through. And then it just rang and rang until the voicemail picked up.
Wow.
So I set that back to do not disturb.
Fixed
I didn't know
the
that
glitch.
Was on. So it should just go straight like one ring again. So if you're scared.
And you are forever flagged in Google's system as what?
Like, yeah, I'm like, what?
This guy's name is what?
What the fuck are you asking me what my name is?
I'm sorry. We don't recognize that name.
Final voicemail of the week.
Orale, the perfect board. Should you be here? Guess what, Holmes? Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
What up, babe?
Been kind of drinking. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, Holmes. I've been drinking a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Just one beer that really stood out, Holmes, and I really loved it.
805.
That I had to go and buy like four more bombers, Holmes. Stone's Tangerine Express. I said that thing Ooh. Was delicious, Holmes.
That's so Orale. Weird.
That's here, controversial.
I got a question for all three of you, Holmes.
Okay.
Cool.
You know, this is where Beer Bench comes in, Holmes.
Beer Bench.
Starting this
Find
weekend.
On YouTube.
I start remodeling my two bathrooms, home, so
nice.
I'll start with the smaller one.
Oh, God.
And then once I'm done there, I'm going to
Sounds terrible.
Start mm-hmm. on the master bathroom, homes. Oh, full remodel, homes,
oh,
tear down,
God.
Tile, everything, homes.
All getting, you need is a new
bathtubs
throne.
And putting in, installing showers, homes,
don't,
with all
Don't
tile,
tell my wife you do that. She'll want to marry you.
Homes. But here's the question, that's it. What's the perfect beer when you're doing a remodel, eh?
Oh, no.
Like, what beer...
A remodel beer.
...can you drink and still keep the line straight?
Nope.
And
What's
keep
a good
you from, like, getting
beer?
Your thumb with the hammer?
Nope.
And using
nope.
the saw safely, Holmes. And you know, making sure that when you're done, everything works fine. So can you guys recommend me, like, a good beer, Holmes? Because it's 100 degrees out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing better to cool you off than a cold beer... Other than Gatorade. And who wants Gatorade? I said, all that salt makes you feel bloated.
They should
you know?
Put alcohol on Gatorade.
It makes you look like the Kool-Aid man. I said, other than that, Holmes, appreciate, Holy. Hopefully, Matt, you're back. The Skype call, that was amazing. Next time you're out and about, make sure you Skype in. That's it, guys. This is Chew Your Beer, and hope you give me some good beer advice. Orale. Peace out, eh? I had to watch it.
I'd pick up a 15-pack a day blazer. From New Belgium.
Mm.
You have a picnic?
Nope. I'm going to say no beer. Stick with water.
All day IPA.
Trust me. Go with water.
Water and all day
and
IPA.
And then once you set your hammer down, you're like, that's it. No more for today. Go get your favorite beer. It'll taste so much better.
But like all day though, dude.
All day.
All day IPA.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, later, get the dangerous work out of the way, and then start drinking.
Okay, like, yeah,
Stuff like, dangerous. The measure stuff that you have to measure, and stuff that's dangerous.
95% of your work should be done for that day before you crack on open. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't have to be done with the project, but you're like, because man, as soon as you crack one open, what's the next thing you want to do? I'm just gonna sit down for a second. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit down here for a second.
Wait, this is quite enjoyable. Way more enjoyable than remodeling. I'm gonna just start doing this.
Yeah.
Beer drinking. Sounds way better.
It always sounds fun. Or what's then, okay, so you crack a beer, right? You get back to work a little bit, you set that beer down, next thing you know, it's 40 minutes later and your beer's warm and 3/4 full. And you're like, well, okay, I'll go get another one.
That's happened.
Or you set it down and you lose it, and then you're like, oh, fuck, now it's in the wall I just covered up.
That's funny, though. One day, some home remodel show is going to happen in your house. And they're going to be like, and because the designers, she's always has to tear down a wall.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch those home improvement shows, the first thing they say is like, well, this wall needs to come down, and just open this up and you'll get lots of space. There'll be so much space, so much more space. Why did they put this wall up before? Oh, my God. First thing, tear all these walls out. And then, so when they do that, they're going to be like, there's a beer in there.
Beer.
And they're like, whoa, check this out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to. It's going to go to commercial, and you're going to be like, fuck. I'm going to find out what's going on with that beer in the wall.
I'm
going to
do that. I'm just going to put beers in my wall from now on.
All right. So Nick is advising, do not have a remodel of beer.
Mm-mm.
He cannot recommend any remodel beers.
She called me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
name. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the content. We're still here hanging out. And the temperature check, I think we're below 90. I'm going to say that's 89 degrees, guys.
That's wishful thinking, but okay.
No, I still see the line.
Ooh, I don't know. I think we're at least from 9.5 to 9.90 now. I can feel it.
It doesn't.
It's super cooling it cool. off.
I don't know what you're feeling.
Super cooling off.
You might be feeling a hallucination.
Hey, man, beers get released, and we look out for them.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
What this is, bro. All right. Pete Support, this is all I know about this beer. I saw it in their Instagram stories. Pete Support's Fish IPA.
Fish?
They're canning it, and it looked delicious on the canning line. So I'm looking out for that. That's all I know. I have no idea what's in it. I just know. I think they're just trying to basically take all the good stuff from Ballast Point. Like, they're going to start doing fish beers.
Just generic fish?
Fish. Oh, yeah, Ballast Point? Look at this. Fish.
Sea creature.
Thing that lives in water.
Freshwater goldfish. IPA.
The time is running out to get the Stone 7417. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it in town?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen it in town.
I have not seen that or Ghost Hammer.
Yeah. Like, we're getting kind of weak on stone beers.
Did we talk too much crap on them?
I don't know what's going on. Who distributes Stone in Fresno?
Beer.
Donaghy, huh? Well, Donaghy, what's going on? Maybe the Stone's like not respecting Donaghy enough, not getting all the Stone beers here.
Corey has a lot of Snyder, Stone Brew Snyder, yeah. He has a lot of territory, and I don't think he just visits us enough. We miss him.
Come see us in Fresno. We'll drink the beers. Revision Brewing.
Yeah.
This one's in a can, leafy greens, 16-ounce can. I haven't had a revision in a can yet. It's Dabalicious. Whatever.
We're not over that one
I think
yet.
It's super like, dinky.
Like people dab or like the other kind of dab?
I'm going to say probably the other kind of
beer dab.
Dab. A 7.25 dinky beer. I want to try it. A revision in a can. Because revision has done no wrong yet. Carton Brewing back in New Jersey. This one's going to be difficult, but I'm throwing it out there. We got this Sharks with Blazers because yeah. I threw it out there in the universe. Carton Brewing Beach. It's a session ale with orange zest. Just called Beach.
Beach.
Fish. Beach. Yes. Leafy greens.
I like it. You're like, we've skipped over all the simple names. Let's go back.
Yeah, and everyone's like, wait, we could still name things with simple names.
Car.
This one's a
horse.
This one's a big label buy. Bottle Logic Titan of Tokyo.
Nice.
It's a tart ale brewed with jasmine rice, dragon fruit, and loquat, which the beer doesn't necessarily sound any good to me, but the label is so awesome. It's in a 16-ounce can, and it's got like Godzilla on it and it's all these flames and just looks yeah. like super cool. I want that can. Alvarado Street,
uh-oh.
The new one this weekend. It seems like they're basically every weekend they have a beer, like a beer release, and then well, they're gone.
They got their own canning line in Salinas.
They're just hot shots that way.
Yeah, but what happened to the whole label approval thing?
Yeah. No, so that was taken over, and they kind of like dismantled it. They're like, you can do whatever now, but if we catch that you did something wrong, we could still fine you or not protect you.
Honor
system. Basically like, yeah. Don't be stupid.
Scout's honor.
Well, that's basically what it was. It used to be that they used to prevent you from getting in lawsuits or having foul things, and they kind of just said, what the fuck ever. And so now it's...
Do not enter, or do. I'm just a sign.
Yeah.
Or do. I'm just a sign.
So that's how the review process is now. You still send them in, but they could have been like, oh, yeah, how come you didn't tell me I was going to get in a lawsuit for that? And they're like, oh, well...
We told you to not be stupid.
We yeah. don't care.
Here's some guidelines. See you later.
That's the good way to do it. Because before, we've talked about this, I think, I want to say, we had a brewer on, we were talking about this, and there was just one dude.
Yeah.
Basically approving all labels across the country.
It could be a 6 to 8 week turnaround time and for a denial.
Yeah, for you to say, nope, you can't have that label. So now it's just all just free-for-all.
Friday at 4:45, approved.
Just basically don't put boobies on there or swastikas, and you'll be all right.
Swastika boobs. There's a beer name for you.
There you go. See if that one gets... Now they'll have to implement the guy again. You're like, oh, wait.
See what you did.
Put swastikas on boobs. Bring back the guy.
Bring the guy back.
It's like all the 90s action or comedy movies. It's like, I was just in retirement. And you're like, nope, got to bring it back.
Yep.
Got this just case. You got to solve.
When I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah. I thought you were retired, Mr. Drebin. No, I'm back.
Well, anyway, this beer is called Cool Runoffs. And the label is a takeoff of Cool Runnings movie.
Cool
it's runoffs. Got the reggae bobsledders.
Nice.
And the bobsledders are hops. Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
It's a West Coast double IPA. I mean, it's Alvarado Street, and it's a double IPA.
Yes. So is it clear?
It's
what's
impossible.
The clearness factor on this?
I don't know. It's a good question. Another Bottle Logic one, and this is another label. This is from their Konami Code series, a double IPA. It's got guava, papaya, citrus, dank, 9%.
Could dip my chips
in
that.
On the can, it's got like a stand-up video game. It's got Nintendo. It's a very 80s sort of cool stuff. So I just want the label, although the beer sounds good too. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for... So Bell's, out of all breweries, has a coffee milk stout coming out They're using coffee from Ferris Roastery. Are you guys ready for a bad name pun?
Yeah.
Always.
Love them. Arabic abracadabra.
What?
So instead of abracadabra, it's Arabic adabra. It's very difficult to say yes.
Yes.
Because Arabic is a style of coffee.
Beer was involved with that name.
And it's like a cartoon, like Count Chocula ripoff label, and it's about a coffee milk stout. So I'm looking out for that beer.
Oh, boy.
And I'm looking out for that Smutty Nose that we talked about earlier, the double IPA. The Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Amazon.
Yeah, the Amazon Light Lager.
Yes. Delivered by drone.
Yeah.
Lager, drone lagers.
Oh, I forgot a piece of news.
Oh, returning to beer culture.
So, there's technically a loophole.
I love loopholes.
That if you order beer online, it can be delivered or shipped to you.
Loopy Lin holes.
And Track 7 is going to start shipping special releases. So they have their newest 4-pack coming up. You could get it from, I think it's like $48 to $64 to your door. But you can order up to 3 4-packs.
Is it within California you can do this?
California, yes. It's
California only?
Yeah. But say you can't make it up to Track 7 for this release, you can order online and they will ship it to your door. It'll be styrofoam packed with ice packs.
Whoa, with ice packs?
Cold transferred to your door.
I just shipped my beer.
Damn.
See what you did there.
I wonder how much they charge for the packaging. They're going to put
They gave a range. I guess the shipping.
Can I just have the package?
They said it was going to be the 50 to
60. Can I just have what your packaging?
But the $50 to $60 range is what they were saying.
Ooh.
But you get like 3-4 packs or something like that.
What do they think we are, rich?
So,
or if you like to, you know, sponsor an episode, Track 7, we gladly accept a package.
Track 7.
We like big package.
We like to have packages.
Oh, boy.
We have it. We actually have, because we had some people, because we do have some stickers, first run stickers left. Actually, this is the second run. The first one were the small ones.
Yeah. Shh, those are secret.
Those are secret.
Nobody knows about those.
There's a second run. They printed them a little off size, but we still got them. And we have a P.O. box now that you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope. We sent it once out. I'm going to look it up. Oh, wait. I think I have it. But what are we talking about? Are you're all done with your looking out for us, Matt?
Yep.
Or you still got? Okay. Nick.
Hey, yeah. Caught me mid refresh.
Mid refresh.
Reboot. Shifted in the reboot. Three Floyds. You heard them.
I like those dudes, man. Metal, bro.
Space Station Middle Finger.
That's the name of
That's the name of the beer.
Space Station Middle Finger.
Space Station Middle Finger. And so it looks like the. What is it? What's the. Space station with the halos around it. Is that the Russian space station?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I should have looked up science things before I said this.
International space station, yeah. Which you can see sometimes.
So picture
I've seen
that
it a couple times. Go
but
over
but then
my
just
backyard.
Put a hand with a middle finger on the end cap of that. Very Spaceballs, you know, type of humor.
Yeah.
But it's an American pale ale from Three Floyds. That sounds mighty fine. Thank you very much.
I want...
Please
I want,
and thank you.
I'm joining you in this looking out for.
Cool label. Three Floyds, cool. Pale Ale, cool. Gimme. That's it.
All right. That's all you're looking out for right now?
Yeah.
Coming up in a second, okay. An address you can send a self-addressed stamp envelope to. But first...
It'll be in the show notes.
Oh, I totally should have put a sticker in Zach's Brewing this morning.
Boo.
Fail.
Could have been the first one.
Could have been the first one. First.
First in.
But with my luck, I'd put it on the part he's going to tear down.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd my sticker go?
Yeah, put it on the ceiling. Or we're going to sandblast that.
Yeah, we're tearing that up.
New beer. This one's from Exapero, back east. It is Sitmo IPA. IPA with Citra and Mosaic hops. You can't get better than those. From Resurgence Brewing. And Resurgence, are they one of the Buffalo guys? Yes. Buffalo. Exo Payroll, thank you. That's going to go around from left to right of your podcast.
New York.
Out. My sweat is sweating. That's how hot it is in here.
I am miserable.
Temperature update. It's officially 89 degrees.
No, it has not moved.
This thing is broken.
Do we need to get AJ Fox in here?
AJ Fox with the weather update.
AJ Fox, what's the weather report? I'm at the wrong airport.
All right, we'll get back to you. All right. What do you guys think of this beer?
Yes.
No. I'm not taking it.
I like it. It's different from what we're used to here in California, but it's Gitmo. Still good.
It has a minty thing to it.
Get it. Get mint.
Whoa. I like it.
Is there any more of that not?
Oh, yeah. Still some of that pure brewing stuff going around. So here we go, guys. Get ready. Get your pen and pad out.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Matt, Nick, you have a...
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something else from the can. I thought you had news from the can.
You want some news from the can?
Yeah.
6.5%.
Okay.
Aromatics,
I would have guessed higher.
White grapefruit citrus.
White grapefruit.
Green mountains with hints of pine and resin dancings. With spicy tropical
fruit. Oh, I'm getting that
flavors.
Dancing for sure.
Balanced out by a hot bitterness that characterizes the style.
Okay, guys, you're ready. You want to send us something.
Oh, guys, are we drinking this fresh? It says to drink it fresh.
Oh, shh.
Are we drinking
this? I'm
pretty
sure we are.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's in the 3-month category.
I'm just telling you, it says it. We should do it.
Okay. You can send it to The Perfect Pour or send it to Mikey C. Mikey C. or The Perfect Pour, 2037 West Bullard Avenue, number 153, Fresno, California, 93711. So there you are. That's it. That's all you need to know forever and ever. Send something there. It's just a tiny little box. So, But they said, you know, if they get a package once in a while, they'll put it aside.
Yeah.
So if you were to send yeast samples, and you're going to send it to that address, package that shit up well, bruh. Because if there's just beer pouring all over the UPS store.
Yeast samples.
They're not going to like
that. If there's yeast samples pouring over.
Pouring over.
Cultivating over the floor. Yeah. They'll get questionable.
They're
going to
kick my ass out of there. So
out. You're donezo.
Just saying.
You don't want to be done. You don't want to be
If you
want to
send
group.
Like a big package, we just email us. And we'll tell you.
And we like big packages.
Don't send us pictures of your big package.
Yeah, like, hey, you said you wanted big packages. Mm-hmm. Hey, chief, you said big packages.
That's not how you use email.
Or is it?
No, I don't know.
Perfect Board Podcast.
Just afraid of what's
going to
happen now.
If you want to contact us.
Hey, look at this.
Bazinga.
So looking out for her. We just did that, right?
Yep.
We're having this Buffalo beer and we're doing stuff like
looking out for beers. Just kidding.
Show's going along pretty quick here.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Good pace. Yeah! We use Untap heavily. Maybe we'll start using Barley or another app. I don't know. Something more indie. But I still using Untap. It's fun. I am Dorktown on Untap, or probably if you search Mikey Top 4. Some stuff I've been drinking this week. I haven't done too much. I haven't gone out really much at all, at least that I can recall anyway. Let's see. What the hell have I been drinking?
You've been pool drinking that Uinta.
Yeah, that Uinta. We had that at the tailgate. And doing lots of pool shots this week. It's a heavy pool beer. Oh, yeah. I had, did I even check that in?
Mm-mm.
Holy shit. I must have just, I was just, it was a double. So I had this beer that these brothers in the Napolitano got me from Central Coast Brewing.
More one than the other, but you know, who's counting?
Well, who's counting?
Yeah.
Somebody.
I just pointed at the menu and he bought it.
You're all, point. I was like, would he like this? And he's all, that one? I'm all, yeah. And he's like, yeah.
It was really
a present from the
Central
Brewer.
Coast Brewing growler, special growler I got, driveway delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what's the acronym? It's just an acronym beer.
It was even an acronym on the menu board. It's
Tarfu.
D-W-I-L-F-T.
Whatever that means. It means something to Central Coast.
8% hazy double from Central Coast Brewing.
It was good. I liked it.
Nice.
Drank it all in one night.
Well, if you liked it, then you're welcome. That was for me.
Oh, thanks, Dick.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Dicks.
I don't know why you don't participate more, Matt, but at least Nick's involved.
Well, if you put some air conditioning in this building, I'd participate more.
So that was good. Nice. That was a nice treat. Nice Central Coast treat for me. Also had some Carl Strauss Mosaic Session IPA, but I think it's an old six-pack. It's very disappointing. I've had a bad streak of old beers. I had this 21st Amendment, the Session beer, the...
Down to Earth?
Down to Earth. Thank you, Matt. It was old. This Carl Strauss Session, it was old. Had Pizza Port Swami, it was old.
Whoa.
It's like, I'm like, what's going on, man? Like, if our IPA's done for me, can I not have pails anymore?
Yes.
Everything tastes fucking old.
I'm going to break this down for you. 21st is the ultimate asshole because they label their cans, the date, on the bottom, but they put it in a carton that's not dated.
So you can't see.
It's a risky buy. Mm-hmm. And when you buy old beer, it is old.
Yeah.
Carl Strauss, I don't know if they date them, so that's a Russian roulette.
I think it was like the production code.
But Pizza Port, they do put the dates on the bottom.
That was a regifted Pizza Port. So I didn't buy it. So now I have a bunch of old beer in the fridge that I have to debate whether I just toss them in the trash.
Just dump them.
I always think though, like there's going to be, cause there's like one or two nights a year where you're just like, I don't give a shit what it tastes like. Just give me alcohol. And like, that's what I'm just saving them for, I guess. So it's just like, there's going to be one night where I'm like, I'm not going to get beer, but I need alcohol. This will do. I don't give a shit that it's all.
Just dump them.
All right.
I work for a brewery, and you just, from start to finish, you just watch beer that doesn't make it. It doesn't make its intended purpose. And it's sad.
It is sad.
You know, there's... Just let it go.
All right. I'm going to have to let it go. You mean I have to throw out those Bud Lights that are in the beer drawer?
Be careful.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Those things might grenade on you or something.
I think the Smithsonian wants those.
Oh, I had... It wasn't beer, but I had a couple of like old Coca-Colas that are old Pepsis that were in the ice chest outside that I've forgotten about. And my daughter was like, there's old drinks in here. I'm like, oh yeah, don't worry about those. I go to pick one up, boom, it popped, like popped in my hand, and then blew out my eardrum for like half a day. My ears were ringing. Damn. It just went. Pow. So be careful, people. Be careful.
Hot old can warning.
Also had Revision IPA, just straight up IPA. It's damn good. Revision just keeps. It was the best. It renewed my faith because of all these old IPAs I was drinking. It renewed my faith. I'm like back again. I was like, maybe I'm gonna have to be a stout guy now.
Yes.
And then Revision came back, and I was like, oh no,
damn it,
never mind. Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What have you been caught drinking?
I sampled that double for you at Central Coast.
Yes,
I have.
Well, yeah, you guys are on the coast. This is big time. I'm all ears.
I picked up their General Schwarz. They had a coconut and regular straight up dark lager. Picked up both of those. Finished off my last can of the Last Jedi IPA last night from Tioga. Wonderful. On my way to the coast, I stopped over at Silva Brewing. Wonderful little place. Open 12 to 5 on Sundays. Perfect hours to pick up something on the way there or on the way home. Picked up a Hop Maniac Crowler from them. Love that beer. Now, I also picked up an Ouroboros for the stepfather and myself. We shared that crowler. Wonderful. Stacy was nice. Rad Stacy was nice enough to donate a Folly Pack to me because I wanted some Fat Tire and Voodoo Fat Tire to drink over there. And to my surprise, they included some Voodoo Ranger in that pack. But what I didn't realize, it was the single IPA version. So they have an 8-hop pale Voodoo. They have a standard IPA, and then they have the double. I always thought it was just a double at 9%. I don't want a 9% six pack. But now that I can get a 7% Voodoo Ranger, that's going to go in the rotation. And then I was at Spokeasy this week. I picked up, they had one IPA on draft, and it was the Luponic number 6. So I drank that. It was drinkable, but. Then socks were on, skirt down.
Yeah. Oh, you kept your skirt up, you mean?
Well, skirt's down.
Your skirt's down. You're like ready for action, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it didn't blow my skirt up. So oh, my okay. skirt's oh, okay. down. Come gotcha. On, come on.
I was thinking a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skirt's so down.
That's been caught drinking.
Oh, I saw, speaking of Rad Stacy, I saw Rad Stacy.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, she told me.
In the wild.
Yep.
Did you get her autograph?
You were save marting.
Yeah. And, like, I could just feel somebody looking at me. You know, you're like, because I'm just, like, in, like, shopping list mode. Get shopping done. Go home.
Nice.
And like, so, I was like, somebody's and like 2 feet away from me this whole time was Rad Stacy. I was just like, I just look over and I was like, ah, Rad Stacy. And I was just, so I had I saw Rad Stacy. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared to see a beer celebrity right now.
Man, you should have totally just started talking to her like you didn't know who she was.
Oh, hi. Oh, do you listen to the show? Great.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
How about that produce over there?
What's that? Huh? You like bananas? Nick doesn't like bananas.
No.
He does not like them.
Do not. Or avocado or mushrooms.
I love gold.
Oh, not mushrooms, dude?
Come on. I love avocado.
Okay. Mm. Do you like guacamole dip?
No.
Not. What about if it's like mixed heavily with salsa?
That's worse.
Whoa.
Why'd you ruin salsa,
see,
bro?
I'm not a guacamole fan either.
Yeah.
But you put... If you make guacamole dip with salsa heavily, I'm down with that.
You're cutting it, bro. Whoa, what is this fancy beer? What kind of gold are you loving right now?
Oh, woo! This is one for Nick.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of food, that reminded me, producer Becky made us something beer-related food.
Asada tacos?
That's been sitting here. No, that we got to get to.
We got to get to.
By the way, what do we got here, Nick? New beer.
Here, Nick. Cool label. I don't know about this gold wax, though. Gold wax means I love gold. The Doggy. Or maybe it's Dodgy. I don't know.
Dodgy. It's probably Dodgy.
The Dodgy Giza. Imperial Oatmeal Stout, aged in bourbon barrels. Ooh, from McLeod.
Yeah.
as the kids say.
McLeod.
I say McLeodaily. McLeodale.
Snacks.
What is this?
Snacks.
Snacks are going around the table. Uh-oh. From left to right.
These look a little melty.
McLeod. Send us a McLeod Imperial Stout.
Holy shit, man.
So before, yeah. So producer Becky, when we were in the Slow Brew Festival, there was a table that was selling, they have beer salt. And they're called Walter Salt, waltersalt.com. And they have all kinds of beer flavored salt. And this one was Imperial Stout salt. She put cream cheese and Imperial Stout salt and crackers. So that's what we're having now. And so you get some Imperial Stout salt here.
Woohoo.
She loves it. She says it's robust. Make sure and say it's robust.
Mm.
And it's from Bakersfield. These guys are from Bakersfield.
Wow.
Waltersalt.com. They have IPA salt and different IPA salts.
Interesting.
Real stout.
Real stout. Cream cheese. Salt.
I'm sorry. We're eating on the show, but this is beer snacks. So get beer salt. And this is supposed to be really good with burgers. So I haven't tried it with burgers yet.
Ooh, yeah, beer salt.
Imperial salt, beer, Imperial stout that salt. That would be good on burgers. A
burger. Mm-hmm. Let the flavors meld.
Hmm. Now we're having Imperial stout.
Treats with Imperial stout.
There's an ice pack.
It was a nice pack keeping the cream cheese cold. And now Matt has commandeered it for his back. All right.
Excellent.
What do you think of this? Now, Nick, what do you think of this stout, man?
This is pretty damn amazing.
This is pretty damn good.
This is smelling boozy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry. It is.
I'm going to say 8, 9.
I'm going to let Mikey go again because that was just disappointing.
Way low.
Yeah.
We already 10, know it's an Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels.
11.
Okay. That's
I've readjusted. 11,
better.
Bro. That's what I meant to say, 11.
Yeah, yeah. This heat's getting to your brain.
I'll say 11.7.
Ooh. So 11 flat and 11.7. Closest. Where did it go? God damn it. It was just here. Oh, it's right in the middle. 11.4.
Oh, I think that win. No, if you count my second.
Not the practice run?
No.
Practice swing?
Yeah, yeah.
That was just practice swing.
All right.
Good job, Mikey.
Do you have more looking out for us, Matt? Or Nick? Sorry.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Walter. Walter.
Were we done with your Binkots?
No.
More Binkots.
Salt smells amazing.
The Nick 80.
So, my holiday started later than the rest of the bunch.
Oh, boo.
Central Coast Adventures began with a get it. We had I had the ultimate get it on Thursday, or my Thursday for that vacation.
Uh-huh.
We first saw Tony Bags, the legendary
Tony Bags.
He found us at lunch. He's like, hey, I know this beard. You know, we're like, holy shit, it's Tony Bags.
Hey,
it's
Tony Bags, a beer celebrity.
And so we made plans to meet up with him at the Frog and Peach. He had a window of not working, and we had a window of drinking to get to. So made that happen with some Carl Strauss. What was it? Aurora Hoppy Ellis.
Aurora Hoppy Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was get it number one.
That thing was kicking good.
Nice day to be drinking, day drinking in San Luis.
It's always a nice day.
Solid tap list at Frog and Peach, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you're looking
for I've been there since I was like in my mid-20s or something.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you what it was like back then.
There wasn't any craft on there. Maybe there was Sierra.
We don't serve that around here. Yeah. But killer place. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool dive bar vibe.
Copper bar top.
Yeah. great place to do some day drinking. Mellow, you know? That mellow, like, openness that you want, not that crowded shit fest that happens later on in the evening.
Yep.
That's the place to do it. So, yeah, get it number one. And from there, we walked to Libertine Slow version.
Literally around the corner.
Yay!
First trip to that one. I've always gone to the Morro Bay Libertine.
Yeah.
Whenever we go to the Central Coast. Well, this still is my first favorite trip to Slow version. And we're like, oh, it'd be cool if Tyler was here. Literally sitting behind us.
Did he see you guys or did you see him?
He, I think Matt sent him a text somehow.
What?
I mean, not somehow.
I was like, hey, if you're here, I brought my brother, come say hi. And he turns around, he's like, you guys realize I'm like right here.
That's funny.
Yeah, he was having a meeting. He was having his own get
super
it.
Super meeting.
So get it number two.
Nice.
Second beer celebrity of the trip, Tyler from Libertine.
That's awesome.
Offers us a beer. And,
2 cent tour.
Yeah. Totally went on a tour of the whole new digs.
I didn't get me a producer Becky and get a tour.
Oh, was Tyler there?
I don't think so.
Okay. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
The bartenders are like, we don't care who you are, pal.
We just cared, not gave no shit. So it was.
Are you going to order something, pal?
Yeah. No, she did the thing, which is good. All the waitresses should do was warned us. But you know this is going to be sour.
Ooh. Oh, well then, if you think that's the case.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Is it actual breaking news? Like, is that a brand new beer?
Yeah, from what I know.
What's happening?
Libertine has done their first non-sour beer.
What?
In collaboration. So collab it's already Libertine.
Collab beer.
Now they're collabing with Fieldwork, right?
Alvarado.
Is it Alvarado?
I believe it's
Alvarado. I don't think that's what you guys said earlier in the week. Was I don't think you said Fieldwork earlier, but maybe you did.
I don't think that was one of those.
I think he used to brew at Alvarado before.
Yes, he told us this story when... No, I think he said Fieldwork. Okay. Maybe he said Alvarado.
Going to Untapped. We're going to find out. But it's a... So it's called the Brown Note.
But there's already the...
Yeah, I don't think he cares. Or at least hasn't gotten in trouble yet.
Yeah.
So nobody tell Brown
Note. Do the Brown sound. That's Van Halen reference.
So, but it's a hoppy brown... Oh, I didn't check it in. Oh, no, Brown Notes. Faction.
There we go.
Oh, that's what it was, Faction.
Faction Brewing, Brown Notes. But it's not... Yeah, our collaboration with Libertine, American Brown, with Mandarina, Citra, and Hallertau Blanc hops. So it's a hoppy brown ale, non-sour for Libertine. Becky now has something to drink at Libertine.
Oh, yes, hell yeah, she'd be all into that.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to, you think that's going to be like always on kind of beer or just one off?
That I can't say.
It's probably not going to last too long.
Oh, we got to get there, I guess.
I mean, it'd be a nice change up because everything else he had was, you know,
tart.
Traditional style for Libertine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then, okay, so we're going to get it number two at the Libertine. And then.
So that was cool.
Evil that, Circle.
Oh, my God.
Goes, hey, I know you guys.
We're hey, like, I know you.
How do you know us?
Oh, yeah? You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Actually, he came in you're, right I, as we I, ordered that brown
expecting
ale.
Him to go, you used to date my sister.
Yeah. Yeah. How much do I owe you?
Yeah. You borrowed $100 from me.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
No, so then we're like, okay, now what do? We walk to Central Coast. And I was like, whoa. That sounds cool. I've never been to Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is two places I've never been to in the same day.
Wow.
Libertine Slow and Central Coast. Mm-hmm. And the walk was, it was not bad, but not nearly as close as I had imagined it
Take
to be.
Take an Uber next time.
Yeah, just for good measure. So then we continue our shenanigans there. Had the Monterey Street Pale, of course.
Solid.
Have to drink gold.
Excellent.
Gold medal winning.
And then there was a... double IPA that I tried over there.
Which is the one we got for Mikey.
Was that it?
Mm-hmm. It was good. The acronym beer.
Maybe it was.
Hazy Double. Because they had a Lucky Day IPA.
No, that's the one I had, Lucky Day.
Okay. They had Lucky Day IPA.
So I wanted a halfer, and she gave me a whole one. I was like, oh, I'm screwed.
They had another IPA. But can't remember what that one's called.
And another IPA.
We were a few days shy of the Juice Box Hero.
Hero. And then I saw Tony Bags in our Facebook group showed a can, an unlabeled can.
Drinking
he said, Jukebox Hero.
I wish I could.
Doesn't get any fresher than that.
I think they call those walruses. The can van has a term. If a can comes out unsealed or improperly sealed, they say walrus or something like that.
Walrus!
I am the walrus.
So,
walrus!
Cuckoo, then the beer hawks come around. Snatch.
Yeah. No, they'll, like, if you're standing there and there's, like, a can that didn't seal properly, they'll just go, here you go.
Oh. I got to stand around mobile canners way more.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? You guys can and stuff, huh?
They're
yeah.
It's all working hard.
Whatever you want. Oh, that's cool.
Hey, so what's this lever do? We're working, guy.
Hey, we're working. Oh, okay.
Walrus. Oh, did you hear that?
Walrus!
Oh, I'll take that one.
Oh, I'll take
guy called it down it. There, you know, sorry. Behind you, he called it.
Sorry, sucks, man. Yeah. All right, take it easy. Dang. Be back in 5 minutes.
That's the thing, right, Walrus? Yeah.
Walrus!
Oh, man. No! Your coworker over there, he just called it out really loudly. I don't know if you heard him.
Mm-hmm. Temperature update, it hasn't changed.
Oh, you've admitted it.
No,
finally.
It's officially 9. I'm saying it's officially 89. But it's not going
that's
off.
That's wishful
that.
Thinking, man.
My angle, from a certain point of view.
You're Angus over there.
My Angus says it's 89.
Yeah.
There was a little breeze that came in here earlier.
It's all.
That was nice.
That was Jovi lighting nice. It up.
So that's all the Ben Cod drinkings, I guess, huh? We don't have any. Oh, any more? Come on, Nick.
What was the bottle logic on, one Nick. We had? We finally had the Chew Your Beer.
Oh, yeah. Chew Your Beer sent along logic. The bottle logic with the father
barrel aged.
All that stuff.
I had molasses in it. I mean. Remember that much.
Mm-hmm. Very nice beer. Oh, and I finally. So after. Okay, sorry. Get-its are over now. On the way out
no
of town.
No more get-its.
I you're finally
all,
went to.
That's it. No more get-its.
So world record for triple get-it in one day.
By the way, if you're a new listener, I get it is when two or more listeners of the Perfect Pour are drinking somewhere.
Yeah. Finally made it to Silva Brewing. Had the I didn't get to drink there because kids are not allowed in Silva Brewing.
Ooh.
And we
some
had,
people like that.
21 and 0.
We were renting a kid for the day. My niece, basically.
You're renting a kid.
Yeah. We took our niece to the coast.
You got any kid rental places around here?
So I had to get it and go, but I brought back the Ouroboros, I think is the Imperial Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, amazing beer.
Would have been nice to have.
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, his.
What style is it?
Imperial Stout.
Hmm.
Yeah, his.
Oh, there's a breeze, guys. There's a breeze happening.
There's a breeze. Breeze update.
Summer breeze.
Happening.
Makes me feel fine. Come on. I know one of you knows the next lyric.
Rolling through the cat and my
Jasmine
and my
So yeah, some people might dare to say that his IPAs are a little bit more old world.
They're like
it's okay.
They're vegetal.
It's okay though because it's different from all these hazy things that are coming out. Mm-hmm. So I respect him in that manner.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like you walk into his brewery. It's tiny as hell.
Yeah.
There's only
they're
a small couple of barrels.
They're ahead of their time.
It's like something. It's like a well-respected Green Flash beer. It's you can understand that it's him. Mm-hmm. But it's just like tiny brewery, but like everything is top shelf quality. It's like Perlick taps, the wraps on his cold pipes. It's just like everything is just like he didn't. Like, oh, we'll just start it off basic, and if it takes off, we'll put some money into it. No, he was just like, I want top shelf this, top shelf that, top. And you just walk in there, and it's just nice. It's clean. It's organized. anybody that has an OCD would love that place. Everything's just in order.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, that's really cool too. I get that. But then there he is, like literally.
Yeah.
You don't expect him to come from Green Flash. You do this and you do this. And now he's like, I'm doing all this. He's the man down there, him and his wife.
Yeah.
And one bartender from the poorhouse, I think, kind of stepped in and helped out.
That's Kayla. She's off.
Okay.
She's one of them.
Gotcha. She's one of the Silvas?
Yep.
Oh.
There's Dylan and Kayla. I met both of them on my way to the coast. They're in my chairs.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So, yeah, neat place. Super tiny, like Bearded Brewer said. Mm-hmm. Just did not expect it to be that small and or him to be actually working there. Like,
He's right there.
Literally.
Yeah. Did you meet him?
You had to bump elbows to get by him to the bar.
You're like, get out of my way, buddy. I'm trying to drink.
Yeah. I'm going to tell the owner about your demeanor, sir.
Trying to get one of them IPAs. You heard about these things? IPAs. I don't know.
Go drink your 805 Outback, Buster.
Like a fat.
So I had an interaction because he's a beer celebrity to me, and I respect everything that he does. And I couldn't bring myself. It was like we nodded at each other, but he wasn't going to just like come up and start a conversation with you. But if you would have talked to him, he would have sat and talked to you the whole day. So that was my issue was he wasn't.
Like, I don't want to get involved in this fucking conversation.
I got beer to make.
Yeah.
If you were sitting at the bar, he would chime in and say, how are you enjoying it? He was very courteous, but you almost had to...
Does he do it like you obviously knew it was, but he does it do it in a way that you think, like, oh, he's just a guy working here, so like I could be straight with him. You're like, I don't know, man. I don't know what the brewer's thinking on this one.
He just, like, the people that were sitting next to us, and they had a couple of flights, and he just came up, and he's just like, any notes? He just... Reels generally kind, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we like."
You're like, "Yeah, yeah, Chuck Silva. Let me give you some notes. Me, random guy in the bar.
Yeah,
here's my notes on your beer.
Try chump. Again.
Try to make it better."
And then I ordered 8 crowlers, and then I made the 3 of them kind of like panic. And they're like, "There's 8 people in this tap room, and you want 8 crowlers?" And I'm like, "Just take your time. Whatever. It's cool."
It's like they're like, "Whoa." They start going through a list of employees. Who can we call in right now? call in John. Hey, John.
Uh-oh, where are we going?
We get John,
where are we going?
John, hello? We got a problem here. Some dude in the beard just ordered 8 crawlers. We need you to come in.
Flowers? We don't sell flowers.
Damn it, John. Just fucking come in. We have 8 crawlers here. 8 crawlers to fill right now. Stat. Chuck's over here standing over here looking at me.
So,
how many picks in the 5-pack pick packs again?
God damn it, John. We just need you to come in, okay?
But I'm counting picks. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure
out how many you got in the 5-pack. Counting picks, John?
Well, I messed up. I don't care how many picks. I messed up last night, so I took them home with me.
That's a fireable offense, John. You're fired.
How many times do I have to count to 5 before they're 5 in a 5-pack?
Son of a bitch. Just hang up.
1, 2, 3.
But yeah, Guitar Center reference.
And so that was the thing. It was just like the tap room just opened. His wife was trying to handle the bar. The other bartender hadn't quite shown up. And he was doing a brew day. He was midway through his brew day. Mm-hmm. And they're all, yeah, we're brewing. And, you know, like the family, they're commenting. They're like, oh, it's warm in here and it smells like bread. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're brewing. I'm all, this is normal to me.
It's warm in here.
It's 100 degrees outside in Paso.
Does it have to smell like
there's
this?
There's swamp cooler and there's grain. I'm like, this is my life every day at work. And so it was just like he jumped in there. He helped with my crowlers. And then he immediately went over and started graining out. He was pulling the grain out of the mash. Like the brother said, he was working.
He's doing there all was, the grunt work.
There wasn't some assist. He wasn't sitting on the forklift going, hey, can you do this for me? He was like, nope, just raking grain out. Chuck Silva, just right there.
He's doing the stuff that Douchebag Boulevard has to do. I mean, that's grunt work.
He was grunting.
Wow. Man, Chuck Silva. You can just sit there and watch. Is it like, you know, like a... Where's that meme I saw going around recently of like... It's like it's like a zoo, and like you're like somebody's looking at the aquarium.
Oh yeah, with the monkeys.
And it's just like the same thing as like when you see a brewer, when you see a brewer at a brewery working, you're all tapping on the glass, tick, 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 tick.
Hey, can you see me?
You know those little accordion gates they use at Home Depot with the forklifts in there?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what they have separating the brew system.
Yeah, yeah, so you could just those at breweries. Yeah,
you could just.
Just sit there, stand on the chain, and just yeah.
But
look, he's gonna go up to the fermenter right now.
Kid you not, we stop
Don't
there.
Scare him.
We get growlers, and I make it about a half hour out from the brewery, and I got a text message from the cousin Steven, Zach's Brewing. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Dude, just hung out with Chuck Silva, totally rad dude." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'm all." Thanks for rubbing it into my face.
Asshole.
And he was busy. I didn't want to start a comp. There was like a lot of things going on. And I was like, I didn't talk to him. I wish I did.
He used his industry pass and you didn't. And that's the problem.
Well, honestly, I probably would have begged the guy for a job. To be on the Central Coast and work for a small brewery. Who doesn't want to
do that? Did you just hear that of Mike Cruz?
Oh, Don't even look into it that far.
Just in, breaking news. Matt Napolitano, new assistant brewer at Silva Brewing.
Suddenly jobless in Fresno.
I'm more of a color by numbers brewer. Anyways.
Button pusher brewer.
Yep. Monkey, lever monkey. That would be my title if I was a brewer.
Oh, is that the industry term?
Yep, lever monkey. That's all you do is turn levers.
Lever monkey.
Brew by numbers.
There's our episode title. Thanks, Matt.
Lever monkey.
Got it. Writing it down now.
And so Silva was very humble to him. You know, Steven had mentioned, he's like, "Hey, I'm starting up a new brewery. This is what I'm going to do. I really like your place. This is cool what you're doing." And he's just like, you know, I really admire the industry. He's like, my cousin works for Tioga. He runs their tap room. He said he came over here on the way up and that you guys were super cool. And then
Chuck's all, "Oh, yeah, that douchebag. I saw that guy." Yeah.
And then I guess Chuck.
You mean eight crawler guy?
Oh, they came in here and bought eight crawlers.
Didn't drink anything, ordered eight crawlers and took
left.
Off. And stole some coasters.
Bumped
and took
into
off.
Me trying to while he's going to the bar.
"Hey, man, watch where you're going."
"Bro, watch where you're going. I'm ordering crawlers, man."
Yeah. "I'm a good customer here, all right? I've been here twice in a week."
"Hey, man, watch yourself."
"Watch yourself."
And, I'm from Fresno, bro.
And I guess the coolest thing is the Chuck kind of gave him a pat on the back, and he's like, "Dude, I understand what you're going through. I wish you the best." But he's all, "If you have any questions or any concerns, he's all, just hit me up, and I'll give you advice." And I was like, damn. Well, not only humble dude that's brewing in his own place of like 1,500 square feet, he was just like, "If you want advice, I'm there for you." That's just fucking cool.
That's the guy that loves beer, loves brewing beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was Chuck was at like the upper echelon of brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
upper 1% of top brewers in the country, craft brewers, and just decides I'm just gonna go straight indie,
old
my
school.
Own little brewery. Even though he could do whatever he wants, he's doing what he wants, and that's cool. Chuck Silva, more godlike than ever now.
The brew dad you wish you had.
"Can you be my dad? Will you be my dad?" Yay! So Silva Brewing, don't even think about just going to Firestone and not Silva.
No,
Barrel House.
If you want food, obviously go to Firestone. Yeah. But if you're just looking to pick up some beer, just detour right on over to Silva.
Man, look at Paso. And for the ladies, for anybody, the wine. I don't know why I say for the ladies, but chauvinistic. I'm sorry. But it's gigantic wine country is what I'm trying to get at here.
Everything.
But I don't care
all
about
the wines.
That. They got all the wines. It's all wineries and
the Mid-State Fair.
Mid-State Fair, where Garth Brooks is playing, guys.
Yeah.
And isn't the Shins playing?
I haven't seen that
Shins?
One.
What?
The Shins
Joshua
are playing.
Joshua Teehee hasn't told me that the Shins are playing Mid-State.
So it doesn't exist yet.
So it doesn't exist in my world yet. All right. Beers, we're all good here. Probably going to get another one before we're out. Chuck Silva's a god.
Yep. Well, guys, pull out your cheers. Hey, Matt, why don't you go first? Okay. So, cheers out to the Silva crew. Mr. and Mrs. Silva, thank you for being awesome, having a little place for us to go and hang out. Cheers out to Kayla and Dylan. They were the ones that helped me out. Super cool people. And I hope they got to try the Tioga beers I left them. They mentioned that people often donate beers to them at that. They have like their cooler is like the beer fridge. Sometimes it's a little packed. So I told them, I was like, I'm not trying to say anything, but here's some hoppy stuff. Hopefully you guys get around to it. So
nice.
Cheers out to Stormy from Central Coast Brewing. Super cool dude. So glad I was able to hang out with him and Tyler, him at Tyler's place and see him over at Central Coast. Cheers out to Tony Bags, meeting up with him a couple of times. Always good to see him. Cheers to Nick from California Fresh Market. Got to meet him, hang out for a minute.
That's we know him better
Vinland
as
Farms.
Vinland Farms, yeah. Yep. Cool.
Tyler from Libertine, thanks for all your hospitality. Your coffee shop's actually good, too. The Libertine Coffee Company is actually really good. And then let's see.
It's a lot of noise coming over there.
Sorry, man. It's a corker.
It's a corker.
Mm-hmm. So cheers out to all those guys.
Nick.
Hello.
Cheers.
Cheers to, did Bearded Brew already cheers everybody? Did you ruin it?
You can still do it. Double over. It's fine.
Double. Cheers to Tony Bags. Good to see him on the coast. Tyler for showing us around. We got to see his cool ships.
Ooh,
cool ships. Hopefully we left some yeast for them.
I love gold.
Yes. Oh, yeah, our yeast is now in the cool ship room, so we'll be naturally fermented.
Yeah.
Our essence will be in the next beer from Libertine.
Speaking of Libertine, just opened a new Libertine bottle. Turkey Buzzards Blend.
Yes.
It's a wild coffee stout.
I don't know did we post it on social media, the awkward hands photo?
Yeah, I didn't understand. Well, you didn't do it on social media. You just sent it to me.
Oh, that was a private. Well, we'll have to post that.
Yeah,
there's going to be a new trend this summer when you're taking a picture with a brewer. It's called awkward hands.
What do I do with my hands?
It's reminiscent of Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights.
Nice.
So do that anytime you meet a brewer.
I saw you guys sent me a picture. It was Tyler. You guys with Tyler, and was it Evil Circle?
That was Evil Circle.
Yeah, Evil Circle.
And it was just with your hands, and you all had like this puzzled look. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool picture. I don't know what's going on with the hand thing, but
thanks.
Cool.
Thanks.
Good picture. Otherwise,
yeah. So that's what you do now when you meet a brewer.
Okay.
Get a selfie with
starting
them.
To do that.
Awkward hand selfie. Who else cheers to? Oh, yeah, Evil Circle, of course. He hung out with us. And not part of the Central Coast Get It. Cheers to Bakersfield, or On Tap Bakersfield. It's a beer blog who gave us a little mention as a podcast to look out for in their write up last week.
Look out for the Perfect Poor Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Going that places.
Was nice. Very nice. So if you're in the Kern County area, Bakersfield, On Tap Bakersfield.
Baco's got some beer scene happening now.
They do.
They got the beers.
There's Save Mart kicks butt.
Yeah, great Save Mart.
Great Save Mart.
There in Baco.
On tap.
Big James.
Oh, yeah, Big Game J. Imbibe. What's that? There's a...
They got the brewer from Kern River.
Soli's Market.
What's the brewery in Bakersfield that got the Kern River brewer?
Oh, Lengthwise.
Lengthwise.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had anything since he's taken over from Lengthwise.
I don't think they went with the distribution route. I think they're still in-house beers.
Yeah, that's weird.
But Dionysus is, I think,
Dionysus.
Kicking butt, too.
And there's a Tehachapi brewer that shows up in Fig Tree.
Whoa.
Too. I forget the name of it right now, but the so
Tehachapi.
There's happenings in the Baco area. Yeah. Cheers to New Golden Gods.
Yes!
Dun, 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 dun. Two new Golden Gods to talk about. Jeff Hall.
That's plural.
Big cheers to Jeff Hall. New, brand new Golden God. This isn't even the returning Golden God. Brand new.
Returning.
We lost a couple this month, and then we gained a couple this month. So
thank you.
Big cheers to Jeff Hall. And the Beer Popa.
No way.
The Beer Pope is a new Golden God.
Beer Popa. The Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope. Yes. I come in and drink your beer, listen to your podcast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mafia Pope.
So big cheers. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Check your emails for the Facebook group invite if you Facebook.
Yeah. If you're a Golden God, there's a couple gold. I know Greg doesn't Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple Golden Gods that I don't see participating in the Facebook group. But if you're like, hey, I never got invited, let us know and we'll make sure you invite.
We'll fix this.
Golden Gods are people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon, the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look in the show notes. There's a link to it, or perfectpourpod.com. There's a link to it. And they donate $5 or more every month. And in return, they just feel awesome because they've donated money to help us keep the show running. And then you also get the early access to stuff we do. And the tailgate session, which is just us listening to New Rock 104 and the Fox
airing
before the show.
Grievances.
Airing of grievances for the show. So thank you guys very much for that and all your support, all the Golden Gods. Some other people to thank. here's the name of the episode, guys.
Nice.
Good luck beating this.
Oh, shit.
Hacksaw Jim Chuggin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Solid.
Hacksaw _Jim_Chuggin. Look for him on social media. I have no idea if he listens to the show or not.
No,
I just
worthy of
saw,
it.
Come on. Hacksaw Jim Chuggin.
The amount of creativity that went into that.
Yes. Beer Shark. Beer_Shark. Marcus Albert. The Dope and Dank. That dude's cool. I'll follow his stuff on Instagram. He's fun to watch. Matt from Tacoma, Roger B, Caitlin, Eric Pinkerton, and everyone that talks about us and hangs out with us on social media at Perfect Pour Pod, and the best thing you can do for us is to talk us up to your little friends. Say, hey, you listen to the Perfect Pour.
These guys are fun.
These guys are fun. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Tyler, for this good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee beer.
Turkey Buzzard.
Turkey Buzzard. That's a band. He likes those guys.
Oh,
I remember that from Tyler.
Oh, look at that. There's a... So Libertine has a very interesting labeling system. There's a very business side, which has nothing but words and what the beer's about. And then there's a fun side, which is a illustration of what you think the beer should be.
Kind of an artistic expression of what you think the beer
is. Yeah, and this one happens to be a couple dudes plucking them strings.
There you go. That's our favorite band. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. Go ahead, go out there, have fun, but be safe. We'll see you again at the Nick 80, Beauty Brewer 87, Mikey Top 4, and Perfor Pod. And let's have some sunburns. Not these sunburns, sunburns. Temperature update. It's still 89 degrees.
Still 89 degrees. See you guys next week.